Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
We'll be right back. And Beans from the album Blue Jean by Gene Ammons, tenor saxophone, Idris Suleiman on the trumpet, Pepper Adams on baritone sax, Mal Waldron on piano, Art Taylor on the drums, Doug Watkins on bass, and Ray Barreto playing the congas. Good morning, welcome along. This is Pete Evans, this is Spinning Jazz, it's Sheffield Live, and we're moving to the UK. 1966 Mercury Records, this is the Dick Morrissey Quartet, the album Here and Now. And sounding good, this is rather appropriately called Sunday Lunch, written by Harry South, who's playing piano. Dick Morrissey's on tenor saxophone, Phil Bates on the bass, Bill Iden is playing the drums. ¶¶ Savoy Records from 1956, that's the sound of Cecil Payne and his quintet from the album Patterns of Jazz. It was originally released on the Signal label, but came out later on Savoy, and that's a mono press from the US that I picked up recently from my pal Charles Perlman over in Portland, Oregon, and a fantastic album it is too. And it consists of a quartet side and a quintet side. That was one of the quintet pieces. It was called Bringing Up Father, and it featured Cecil Payne on the baritone saxophone, Kenny Dorham was on the trumpet, Duke Jordan on piano, Tommy Potter on bass, and Arthur Taylor, seemingly omnipresent on those 50s hard bop sessions, he was playing the drums. We're going to move to 55 next, and the album Daddy Plays the Horn by Dexter Gordon, recorded in Hollywood in September of that year on the Bethlehem label. This is the title track of the album, and it features Dexter on the tenor saxophone, Kenny Drews on piano, Leroy Vinegar's on bass, and Larry Marrable, Lawrence to his friends, is playing the drums. It's Spinning Jazz, it's Pete Evans at Sheffield Live, digging out some vintage vinyl as we approach 2026. Thank you. records from 1958, the album Jazz Impressions of Eurasia. That was a tune called Nomad, written by Dave Brubeck, and it was Dave's quartet on there, which consisted of Paul Desmond on alto saxophone, Dave Brubeck on the piano, the fantastic Joe Benjamin was on bass, and Joe Morello was playing the drums. Another piece of classic hard bop coming up next in the form of Jackie McLean's tune Fidel, with of course the Cuban leader in mind. This was from 1959, of course, so very much in the news at the time. Anyway, it features the tenor frontline of Charlie Rouse and Frank Foster. Walter Bishop Jr. is on the piano, Sam Jones on bass, and leader of the band Art Taylor is playing the drums. It's Spinning Jazz, it's Pete Evans, it's Sunday morning. We'll be right back. Tommy Flanagan's tune Eclipso from the album The Cats on New Jazz Records, and you heard Flanagan's piano accompanied by John Coltrane on tenor saxophone, Idris Suleiman on the trumpet, Kenny Burrell was on guitar, Doug Watkins on bass, and Lewis Hayes was playing the drums. It is Spinning Jazz. Still got a great hour to come after 10 o'clock. Stick around if you can. ¶¶